Alles. Woher dienen? Wir müssen nicht wissen, wo wir bei sind. Kumarzeuge? Das hörst du, Mrs. Kumarzeuge. Wir tun nicht spät. Und es kommt, wenn wir schon mit uns gehen nach. Das ist richtig. Smell says, no, I tell you, there couldn't be a fair, the shabby out half menu. There it has both, that by listening to birth and truth, there couldn't be a fair listening to what birth has to do. There's also a shabby out half, they do not do ever, they do not do quinta, they do not do birth. So therefore, since you're listening to a birth and you're too proud to it, that's why it's put into the shabby mitzvah, but I know. Now Rashi says, there's no reason it starts to ever, so that's a shabby out half, so that's why it's included. And the Lord says, Yemi, Rabbi Yechon, Yechon, and says, Every Tichodim shows the Pater, the girl that works in Torah, that learns Torah, he should know Chayiv Misa, he's Chayiv Misa for that. She knows that the Pesach says, Torah Tziva Lenu Moshe, May Rosha Lenu, May Bisvudash Adus. It says, Torah Tziva Lenu Moshe, May Rosha, Svudash Lenu, May Rosha, Vilhem, is given over to us, Torah Tziva Lenu, that Moshe gave over to Chayiv for the Torah, and not to the Goyim. For them, there's a law, there's a grave where they learn Torah. So it says, if so, the lech shuvay gabi shavu mitzvus, zirai shavu mitzvus, why don't we include this law that they're not allowed to learn Torah in the shavu mitzvus? So it says, yes, it is included. Man v'yem mayosha migzor kogozol. There's a man in Pesachim that if it's considered like a mayosha, it's like Yerusha to us, and not to the Goyim, so the Goyim come and take it to learn the Torah, they're over with the gezel. So therefore, gezel is one of the mitzvus ben erech. So without the chayiv misa. And man b'yema ma'yoso is like Eretzin, like the Torah is Arusa, Christ says Arusa to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Goyim have no right to come and take it. Dino k'nai ma'yoso, like the living with the Agila race, is that we're living with an Arusa. To the skila, that we already had before, a Goy gets skila. So therefore we also, the Goy is not allowed to learn Torah behind a skila contrast man b'yema. Rashi says, and the way you could have actually behu, grab the yamot, to take it away from the Pesachim.
Now, the Chayin Armarosa, she's also considered the Chal Gili Aroya saint. Now, the more the question is this true? Meisvei Havakasha, it says, Hoi Rabbi Meir Omer, Mei used to say, Minayin, how do I know? Sha'afilu Rabbi Kichovim V'yosek, about Torah, Shuka Kohen Gadol, that if the great learns Torah, it's something good? He's considered Namash like a Kohen Gadol. Shneimer, the Pesach says, Osho Yasa Oysa Oysa Mo'odom, V'chai Behem. What a person should do, and he should live with it. So we dash like this: Kohanim Levim v'Yisraelim le'nema. It doesn't say Ashiyase Kohanim Levim v'Yisraelim. Elo Adam. It says Ashiyase Oisam Adam. Holamarat from here learn out Shafilu Oivik Kuchavim v'Yosek Patera Kuchayin Gadol. Even a guy that learns Torah is considered like a Kuchayin Gadol. So who you see it's something good that he's doing? So how could you say before he's Chayiv Misa? He's like Bela Marusa. So Marin says, Hosom the Sheva Mitzvah to do. If the girl learns the Sheva Mitzvah that pertains to himself, that is allowed to. That's not called like a gezel, he's not stealing it from a chum, because that applies to himself. That's like his own din. So that girl, exactly, gets char, he's like a kohen gadol. Our Gemara's talking about, he learns the rest of the Torah, that's not for him, that's Torah Siva Lanu. Lanu is for us and not for the goyim. Now the Gemara says, we have before, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Af hadam min achai, that a goy is also to eat blood from a chai, blood from an animal, so the blood is also awesome. Tanu Rabban, we'll learn of this. The Pesach says in Bereishis, Ach boso benafshoi domo lo yseichlu. So what does this Pesach mean? Ze evim min achai. So about evim min achai, you can't eat from the boso, from the meat, benafshoi, when the animal is still alive. Rashi says, boso b'yoid nafsho kiyemes, when the nefesh of the animal is still alive, and now let tear off some meat and eat it. Lo teichlu, ze'edu minachai. Now, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, af ha'dam minachai. In this pasuk, he also turns out, dam minachai. They're just taking out the blood from the chai, it's also also for ben Erech to eat that blood. My time to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, what's the reason of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel? Kori Bey says, read the pasuk like this, where it says, ach b'sa b'osa b'nafshoi, dam lo teichlu, read it like this. Bosa b'nafshoi l'teichel. Like, first take out the word dam. There's one azorah here of bosa b'nafshoi. When it's eivim in achai, l'teichel, do not eat. Do not eat it. Then, domai b'nafshoi l'teichel. Then put the word in dam as if to say, don't take the blood out of a live animal and eat the blood. So you have two yisurim in this one pasuk that applies to ben meich. V'rabonim, what did Rabonim do with this extra word dam? had they only learned out that there's an Issa Eitu Minachai, it's only Yosef and Ben Noach, to eat the meat of a live animal, but not to eat the blood. So what does the Pasuk say, Ach Besor Ben Ach Besor Ben Afshay Domei? What is the word Domei doing there? So where it says, V'rabon and Ahu, L'mishrei Shrotzim Mudi Yosef. That's coming to be Mata Shrotzim. They tell us that your goy is Ladi the Shevetz, because the Shevetz doesn't have dam. Therefore, it's only Yosef to eat Eitu Minachai that has dam in it. And not Shrotzim. Shrotzim does not have dam.
In other words, according to the Rabbonim, dam minachai is lit to a benoich. So, first, the women come to tell us that only Eitu minachai is also, but not from the Shrotz, because Shrotz doesn't have dam. Having myself, Yosef to be dead at the same time that Joshua also, you can say,
Yeah, I tell you, the apostle says in the poem, Rak chazak levuti achol hadam. Ki Adam hu anefesh. Like what she said, do not eat the blood, because the blood is part of the nefesh. So in front of the Shafi goes, there's enough, we have the Gerson, Rak chazak levuti echol Adam, ze evo menachai, that goes in the Yisrael menachai. Ki Adam hu anefesh, ze Adam menachai. So you see, both Yisrael apply. For Rabbonim, Rabbonim say no, hu ledam hakozo, shanashoma yoitzebo. Who the Yosef? He has come to teach us that dam hakozo is also. Rashi says, Rabbonim, that which says the word dam here, next to the Yisrael Minachai, is not to tell us, lele misru mishum chiyas, it's not come to tell us that the blood is also because it comes from Minachai. Lemeisa dam hakozo, it's come to teach us that dam hakozo is also. What does dam hakozo mean? Not the shashchita, but some of your dam hakozo. Dam from a wound. Shanefesh yoitzebo. Mishum dam hu disamchid. Leitema don't think as though it's dam. Gavi vizavata mekocho. Some could say, dam shchitu di every dam. Maybe only dam the shchit, maybe that's the only dam that says so. Have a dam hakozo is dam from a wound. But heavy dam, maybe that's not called dam. Lochi therefore, akshin wherever menachai. May be menachai yosem machmas yisurin, av dam menachai muzur aleh mishum dam, bavad shiye dam ha-nefesh, it has to be dam ha-nefesh, which means dam that comes out from a wound, that you would die from such a wound. And the Gemara in Bechor says, what type of dam is that? That's the dam that comes out drop after drop, like more blacker type of dam. But I call upon him again, Rabbon answered himself that they hold by Ben Noach, there's no risk of dam menachai, it's only the Yisur, Eva menachai. Now the Gemara asks the question, Lo medu lenichta levnei noyach, for lo medu lemishnei b'sinai, how come the Issa Eva Menachai it says two times in the Torah? Once it says it's an Issa for Ben Noach, and after by Kabbalah's Torah, like later on in the Torah, it's written over a second time for what purpose? Why did the Torah have to write it twice? Gemara says, Kedi Rav Yosef Rav Chanino, Ti Yom Rav Yosef Rav Chanino. The Klal was like this, that kol mitzvah shenemru levnei noyach, any mitzvah that was said to Bnei Noach. For Nishnes B'Sinai, it was learned over a second time by Hasinai, the Pshat is Lozeh Lozeh Nemro, that the Yisra applies to both, to a Goy and to a Jew. Lozeh Noach, the mitzvah that was said first to Bnei Noach, for Lo Nishnes B'Sinai, that was not learned over again by Hasinai, Lo Yisra Nemro, that mitzvah now only applies to a Jew. For Lo Lozeh Noach, if I taken away from the Goy, does not apply to a Goy anymore. The honor of us ain't one of the Gid Hanosha. We only have one such mitzvah, Gid Hanosha, the Yalid Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yehuda, he learns that the Torah gave the Issa of Gid Hanosha at the time when it happened by Yaakov Avinu, and then they had a shame of Bnei Noach. So the Issa of Gid Hanosha first applied to Bnei Noach, and later by Har Sinai, since it was not said all repeated over in the Torah, that Issa now became only to a Jew and not to a Jew. That's the cloud. The Torah repeats it, it means to say the Yisroel is stayed by both, by Goy and by Jew. If the Torah does not repeat it, then it only goes over to a Jew and not to the Goy. Now the Gemara says, Om Amar, Kol Mitzvah, what we just said before, that Kol Mitzvah Shenemel of Menoyach, any Mitzvah that was first said to the Menoyach. The Mishnah is said over the second time, the Sinaim, Lezeh, Lezeh, Nemel, it's said to both. So that's the question, why? Adonab, let's look at the opposite. Midishonis Bissina, since the Torah repeated the second time of Hasinai, maybe the Yisroel Nemr, it's only said for a Jew, these are those, for the end of Menach, it's not meant anymore to a Goy. Smor says, no, that can't be. Midishni Avoras Kechazin Bissinai. The Torah repeated the Avera not to worship Avoy Dezera of Hasinai. The Torah said this. The Yilecho Elohim Achayim Aponai. You can't have another Avoy Dezera. And the Askechon still we find
be onas oizdik v'chavim ala alayu, that the goyim get punished if they worship by their desire. So Shlomino, here there's a proof, l'zeh is an emro, that the pshat is the first isa to b'nei neach to reply. So the Torah gives a second one of the pshat is that the mitzvah applies to both to a goy and to a Jew. Then let me say, l'vnei neach v'lei nishnis b'sinai, if the Aver was one set for b'nei neach, a gid ha-nesher, and was not repeated again by Sinai, then the cloud is the Yisroel men, was only said to a Jew, for them the b'nei neach, not to a goy. So now I said, let's say the opposite way. Adarab, let's say just the opposite way. Need the Lord Nishnis Bissina, since it was not forever, second time in Hasinai, maybe the Lord Melech men of Lely Yisrael. The Torah meant to say this, as they only applies to a Goy and not to a Jew. A Jew does not have this mitzvah. So now says, no, that can be in Svara. Let him need them, there's nothing to the Yisrael show that a Jew should be mitzvah to do, and the other to have a mitzvah that a Goy should be also. However, all the mitzvahs of the Yisrael apply to a Jew, we have Kedusha, and not to the Goyim, they don't have so much Kedusha. So the campion list that was given to a Goy and not to a Jew. The Lord says, the Lord is not that way, the Lord Yifas Toya. There's the Pash of Yifas Toya, that only a Jew has this Pash of Yifas Toya, not a Goy. A Goy does not, that's just the Lord Yifas Toya. Shasurim, a Goyim have no right to take somebody else's wife at war. They have the Yissa of Yifas Toya. Pashenkin by a Jew, a Yifas Toya is Mitter. You see, a mitzvah that applies to a Goy and not to a Jew. So Moshe says, no, Hosra Mishum Delad Bnei Kibush Ninu. There's differently. There's the pshat that everybody has a mitzvah not to take somebody else's wife. There's only a new het of Yifas Toya, whoever is the Bnei Kibush, whoever goes to have Mechoma, and they conquer the land, like when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, they conquered the land, since the Bnei Kibush are conquering the land, such people have the het of Yifas Toya. But the Goyim, they're not conquering the land, they have no head to be passed to you. Gemara still asks, for a pot of Mishavah Pruta, he receives something that's worth less than Mishavah Pruta, but it's also by a Goy. A Goy is Mishavah, not by a Jew. Gemara says, no, Hosea Mishum Delad Menei Mechilininu. Really, there even by a Jew also gets Mavel, like Rashi says. Shaf Yisrael Mitztavah Al Agezel. A Jew is also Mitztavah not to steal, even pot of Mishavah Pruta. There's only a cloud that if you still listen, show the puta, it's not sitting together by a name, by the mitzvah, because he has mitzvah of Rachmanim, and the meichel are the cow. So if we don't have to return it, by shenkin of the meyach, they have zelian hain, but they're the sirachiv, hachazero. But then the same, they both have the same yisirim. So that the cloud is never a mitzvah that applies to a goy, and does not apply to a Jew. Therefore, if the Torah only said it once, pshita now it only applies to a Jew, and not to a goy. Yeah, now it says, Kol mitzvah shenelu livnei meyach. Then it says the second time, b'sinai. Then the klal is, lezeh lezeh nemru, it said to both. It said both to b'nei meyach remains, and it also says to b'nei Yisrael. Derakash, is this true? For a mila, the mitzvah of mila, shenelu livnei meyach.